a 73-63 victory over High Point. Joined by Davidson and Coach Gail Folks. And Coach, a road win is a road win, but that last quarter, not the way you wanted to close out this game, I don't think.
Yeah, I thought we lost our focus to end the third quarter and quite frankly gave them the momentum. So, you know, hats off to them for, you know, being able to kind of make those plays. But we've got to be better in that phase of the game. We can never lose our intensity.
So highlights, Rosie Deegan came off the bench, got 20 points. Adelaide, I thought, played an excellent game, 19 points. Really had some mismatches that you guys looked to exploit.
Those two had great games. I thought they, you know, really did an excellent job. And Sarah Donovan was a beast on the boards. You know, I thought we had some good moments, but, you know, we've got to play a more complete game to really be where we want to be. And that's something that we're going to have to do a better job of.
We talked about at the beginning of the game that High Point team is going to shoot a lot of threes. They only shot 24. Is that, you think, a result of something you guys did? Did you overplay on the three and they got more twos, or that was just maybe their game plan today?
You know, I think it had a lot to do with number 21 getting in foul trouble for them, Skylar Curran. She wasn't out there as much as she probably, you know, normally is. And I mean, only playing 25 minutes, she got only all four threes. So I thought that was very good by us. But, you know, I thought overall we did a pretty good job. We just have got to find a way to be able to do both. You know, we got to be able to guard threes and layups. We can't be one or the other. So that's an area we got to get better at.
22 turnovers, a big number. I know that's something you're going to let the team know about and need to work on before the Newberry game.
Yeah, we were very sloppy. It's got to get better.
But, again, a good win. I mean, a win on the road is a good win. Two in a straight. Opportunity to build in before we hit Newberry. What are your thoughts on this game as we look towards Newberry, and what do you hope to get out of the game at Newberry as you continue to build in the non-conference?
You know, I think this was a good test. You know, I think High Point is an excellent offensive team, and they put a lot of pressure on our defense. And, you know, we're going to get better from this game. And that's what we're trying to do right now is get better every single day, get better every single play. And, you know, it's something we got to do consistently. And we're going to get there. So we're going to get there.
I know the 47-24 advantage on the boards, a lot of that was Sarah Donovan, first time a Wildcat player had 20 or more rebounds since 2012 when Sophia Alexandrova just did that. This team was really effective on the glass, and I think that allowed you guys to do some things on offense too. I know the first half, at the end of the half, they didn't have any offensive rebounds.
Yeah, I thought that, you know, they started the second half on a mission to get some O-boards. I'm sure they talked about it at halftime, and I didn't think we did a very good job finishing plays early. But we did shore that piece up. Quite frankly, there weren't a whole lot of rebounds to be had there for a stretch because they were just making shots. And we just can't have that trading basket mentality. You know, it's something that we've got to get better at.
Well, Coach, I'll let you get to the team. We'll talk to you on Thursday night. Congrats on the win, and safe travels back to Davidson.
All righty, thank you.
Davidson head coach Gail Folks on the post-game show. Coach Folks' comments are presented by Barings, a global financial services firm with local roots. Barings is passionate about supporting the communities where its associates work and live, and is proud to partner with Davidson College on the initiatives ranging from research and mentorship to community engagement. To learn more, visit Barings.com.